So my name is Aditi Sivakumar. I'm 25 years old from Ottawa, Canada. I'm part of the AstraZeneca's Young Health Program, and I'm the founder of the My Empowerment Platform, which is a nonprofit organization that aims to provide support, education, and aid to women and children facing violence within Canada and beyond. I do a lot of advocacy work, specifically in terms of gender equality, with a focus on ending gender-based violence, as well as improving the sexual and reproductive health rights of underserved populations. In Canada, 1 in 3 women experience gender-based violence, and every 6 days, one woman loses their life to gender-based violence. And knowing that this was an issue that affected people in my community and people I really care about is what led me to create the My Empowerment platform. Gender-based violence does affect every individual from every socioeconomic class. However, those from underserved populations, whether they're homeless or Indigenous or part of the LGBTQ plus community, face additional barriers in terms of accessing supports. I initially started with volunteering within a domestic violence shelter. And within that shelter, I created a few programs for the different mothers and children within the shelter, including academic tutoring services, as well as bonding activities for the residents. And then from there, I realized that a lot of the residents within the domestic violence shelter weren't aware of the different resources that were available to them. And this is where I wanted to make a change. So I started by creating different initiatives. One of them were the My Empowerment Packs. So these were wellness kits, which contained different resources and basic necessities, as well as my community's first comprehensive resource booklet, which outlined different services like pregnancy supports, legal supports, medical supports, that all women and children facing violence or homelessness within the Ottawa region could access. So I started very small on a local scale, where I delivered these packs to one domestic violence shelter within the Ottawa region. And different organizations started reaching out and asking for the resource booklets as well as the My Empowerment Packs themselves. And now the My Empowerment Packs exist in every province and territory across Canada. And then from there, I started creating additional initiatives, including a contactless free delivery service for different domestic violence shelters and a web application for women and children who were facing violence. And I encompassed all of these initiatives into the nonprofit organization, My Empowerment Platform. I think a main challenge that I've had, even within the pandemic, is how do you reach women who might not have access to reliable internet connection or data? I think with like a lot of activists, many individuals were working on the ground or within communities. So then how do you translate that online? So what I've learned specifically through AstraZeneca's Young Health Program is how do you combine your activism with technology to make a big impact so that it's able to be resilient depending on the different external circumstances. I thought I was going to do a small scale project, just delivering these packs, and that would be the end of it. So to see how much it's grown and how much support it's received has made me really hopeful and excited to see where this could go in the future.